The relations between the employer and the employed, between the owners of aggregated capital and the units of organized labor, between the small producer, the small trader, the consumer, and the great transporting and manufacturing and distributing agencies, all present new questions for the solution of which the old reliance upon the free action of individual wills appears quite inadequate. And in many directions, the intervention of that organized control which we call government seems necessary to produce the same result of justice and right conduct which obtained through the attrition of individuals before the new conditions arose. Only a very small minority of the people of this country believe in gambling as a substitute for the old philosophy of Benjamin Franklin that the way to wealth is through work. In meeting the problems of industrial recovery, the chief agency of the government has been the National Recovery Administration. Under its guidance, the work day and the work week have been shortened, minimum wages have been established, and since its creation, more than 4 million persons have been reemployed, in great part through the cooperation of American business brought about under the code. Also, billions of dollars of invested capital have today a greater security of present and future earning power than before. There are assurances that hearten all forward-looking men and women with the confidence that we are definitely rebuilding our political and economic system on the lines laid down by the New Deal. We have passed through the formative period of code-making in the National Recovery Administration. We have effected a reorganization of the NRA suited to the needs of the next phase, which is in turn a period of preparation for legislation which will determine its permanent form. The employer who turns away from impartial agencies of peace, who denies freedom of organization to his employees, or fails to make every reasonable effort at a peaceful solution of their differences, that employer is not fully supporting the recovery effort of his government. And the workers who turn away from these same impartial agencies and decline to use their good offices to gain their ends, those workers likewise are not fully cooperating with their government. I shall not ask either employers or employees permanently to lay aside the weapons common to industrial war, but I shall ask both groups to give a fair trial to peaceful methods of adjusting their conflicts of opinion and interest, and to experiment for a reasonable time with measures suitable to civilize our industrial civilization. No country, however rich, can afford the waste of its human resources. I stand or fall by my refusal to accept as a necessary condition of our future a permanent army of unemployed.